This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound.
Our regular listeners will, of course, know how to set up and adjust their receivers, but before we hear some music, Jimmy Kingsbury is going to give a few directions for anyone who may be listening to stereophonic broadcasting for the first time.
And to do so, I'm now moving from your right to a central position. Well, you need two receivers to hear this broadcast stereophonically. The one on the left should be tuned to Network 3, preferably on VHF, and the right-hand receiver to BBC television sound. The loudspeakers should be about the same height from the floor and spaced 6 to 10 feet apart. And by the way, if your television set is one which has the loudspeaker mounted in one side, it'll be better if you can turn the set round so that the loudspeaker faces forwards. You may find that you get a better effect by turning your two loudspeakers slightly towards each other. Well, now, you should sit facing the loudspeakers at the same distance from each. A good position is at the same distance from the loudspeakers as they are from each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rhythm and Blues. And here with us this morning, we have the great Georgie Fame and his Blue Flames, and those charming deviationists, the Rolling Stones.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west,
there may, however, be some points which are still not quite clear to listeners. So this morning we've invited Professor Stanley Unwin, an authority on this, as on so many other subjects, to tell us something about stereophony in his own way, perhaps with an illustration or two. Professor Unwin occupies the chair of stereophony in the College of Directional Electroacoustics, and he... Oh, my goodness! Professor, are you all right?
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
Listeners. Professor Unwin did occupy the chair, the one you've just heard collapsing on your right.
The BBC presents It's a Stereophonic World.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, splendid. Look, I'm from the BBC. BBC. Tell me, sir, do you listen to the Saturday morning stereophonic transmissions?
No.
Oh, thank you, sir. Goodbye. Well, thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Buongiorno.
Now, from that survey, the BBC listener research conclude that very few people in Bordeaux listen to the stereophonic transmissions.
Do all. This is Tom Forrest speaking, and I just want to put you in the picture a bit about these few days among the people of Ambridge and what happened during them. Because you wouldn't have heard the story afore, I don't expect.
Well, we'll be back in a fortnight's time. If you'd like some more information about these stereophonic experiments, you can obtain a leaflet on the subject by sending a postcard, please, to the Engineering Information Department, Broadcasting House, London, West 1.